And of all beef served in American restaurants is in the form of a burger? We spoke to Kenny Bowers of Kenny's Burger Joint in Dallas, Texas.
Let's face it, burgers are, you know, I think have been and always will be a huge part of our culture.
No one knows for sure who came up with the first cheeseburger, but a lot of people believe it came from a Pasadena, California restaurant called The Right Spot in 1926. His name was Lionel Sternberger.
And last night was TV's biggest night, the 69th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards, and one show really cleaned up.
The Handmaid's Tale was the big winner last night, taking home 5 Emmys, including Outstanding Drama Series and Lead Actress in a Drama Series for Elizabeth Moss.
That's Sharon Reed, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back. Blackout Sports. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the new and improved, the new label, Blackout Sports. At Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Again, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. A lot of football to talk about. National Football League right after the timeout, but hope you enjoyed the college talk as well. This is going to be a fun year in college football because there are some seriously good football teams this year. And it lends to my argument of expanding the playoffs, which we'll have that conversation a little bit further down the line. But when I look at the depth through, I want to say, about the top 15, it lends itself towards minimum 8-team playoff, probably 16-team playoff. It'll never get that far, but 8 certainly is within a realm of possibility. You know, if you're heading to work, heading to your desk, getting a little, you know what, your work on. You're settling in, plug in the headphones, you know the drill. Look, if you're on your laptop, you're on your desktop, whatever the situation is, just take care of it. Go to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network website. Click on the Listen Live button. We are right there. And that is a beautiful thing. So, check it out. It's at your disposal. This is radio on the go. This is brand new media. This is the way media is going to be going forward. It will never go backwards. This is the way it is going to stay. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Reason. We'll be down in Philly for Army Navy. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. The Jefe started it. We continue it. It's tapping the brakes. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go nowhere.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site.
Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Yeah. Welcome back to Blackout Sports. I'm Bob Black. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Sophie telephone number of Blackout Sports. At Bob Black 71. And football is on the agenda. Football. God, I think I had a better week. I didn't even total it up, to be completely honest. But I do believe I had a better week than last week. And last week was okay. But as usual, with the first week of the season, I struggle. And it's you know, you're trying to get a feel for these teams and what direction they're going to go in and everything else. And, you know, it's Houston won their game, which – you know, again, it was a fun game. It was a competitive game. It wasn't a particularly well-played game, and it certainly wasn't an exciting game. But it was fun. Because, anytime you listen to me on a radio show, what I'm always trying to talk about is the intangibles. And I'm not about statistics. I never have been. I never will be. There's a time and a place for that, and it's all well and good, and it's wonderful. But, you know, ultimately, it's numbers. Sometimes the numbers lie. Sometimes the numbers don't. Is intangibles. What I look for is progress. What I look for is the ability of a team to coordinate, a team to come together, a surprise team. You know, any of those intangibles. And with this story and with this particular game, and I'm talking about the Texans and the Bengals, the story was Deshaun Watson and the Cincinnati Bengals and what direction this team is going to go in. Well, it's pretty apparent now what direction the Cincinnati Bengals are going to go in. Marvin Lewis, after game 2, already had to say it's still Andy Dalton's job. and not A.J. McCarron's. But wherein some of these teams are playing rookies because they need to find out before this upcoming draft, Cincinnati's kind of in the same boat, and they have veteran quarterbacks. Dalton's been there forever. A.J. McCarron's going to move on. He wants a starting opportunity. But the body of work for him is not significant enough for somebody to throw a ton of money at him and say, okay, come in and do the job. Cincinnati's a bad football team. They're not an untalented football team, but they're a bad football team. They got a coach that's on the way out the door. Marvin's not going to survive this. I can finally say with a level of confidence, Marvin Lewis is not going to be the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals next year. But like I said, you look at it's no magic formula. Their problem is up on the front line. They lost two of the best offensive linemen in football. And they can't block. They can't pass block. They can't run block. And that's ultimately, it's going to cost a lot of people their jobs. Not the GM, because he's family. But, I mean, you know, you look at it, Jake Fisher, he's year three, right tackle. They need him to step up. He was drafted. See, one thing about Cincinnati, which a lot of other teams don't go in this direction, when they draft guys, they play, whether they're any good or not. Cedric Ogbui, the left tackle, same deal. You know, he came in from Texas A&M. He's going into his third season. These guys were drafted, you know, 1-2. They were put into place to succeed the people who were in front of them, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now, look, are they going to get better over the course of the year? Yeah, they probably will. But it's more than likely going to be too late. On. Deshaun Watson played okay. But 13 points, you know, it worked against Cincinnati. It's not going to work against other teams. And Deshaun was okay. He made some bad judgments, but for the most part, he played pretty solid. And of course, everybody saw the 50-yard run, which was just brilliant. And that, with the fact that that's another team can't block anybody in Houston, that they need his mobility. And this is no disrespect to Tom Savage. Tom Savage is going to have a long career in the NFL backing up quarterbacks. And that's okay. Did he get the shaft as far as not being able to get a real opportunity to play? Yeah. Yeah, they pulled him after 31 plays. He might have lasted 32 plays because he was going to get killed by somebody. Just how it is. And again, it's no knock. No knock. That's just how it is. And you know, eventually they'll figure it out. But as it stands right now, they need him in there. They have to have the mobility, because otherwise he'll get killed. Just how it is. Baltimore beat Cleveland 24-10. Maybe they found a formula in Baltimore. Keep your quarterback sidelined the entire preseason and then bring him in. Hope that you have one early game against an ant team where he can knock off the rust, and then you're off to the races. As I said in the preview of this game, Flacco was going to be a little better. They were going to open it up a little more, and that's exactly what happened. They did get hurt, though. And again, up on the front line, Marshall Yanda, six times in the Pro Bowl. You guys never know these guys in the trenches. But he's one of the best. And he's gone for the year, fractured ankle. DeShone Kizer, I was unaware of this medical history on him, but left with a migraine. Now, I don't know if, you know, he took a shot and he was feeling that, or this is something that's gone on and on. But Kevin Hogan came in the game, and effective series, and I don't know if the migraine was affecting that or not. He had a three and out, a lost fumble, an interception, and a punt. Now, he said, and Kizer talked about it after the game, he said these are something that he's had in his life. They're hereditary. He hasn't had one come up at a game since high school. He came back in the third quarter, and he got picked off. You know, yesterday it was rookie learning experience. 15 of 31, buck 82, three interceptions, and a lost fumble. They're going to ride them all year and find out. And it's exactly what they need to do. Exactly what they need to do. Number one didn't play. And that's all right. Miles Garrett. He'll be back. Again, when you're a team, that's not particularly good. But you do have some talent. If somebody's hurt, or they're on that borderline of hurt, maybe not so much, not so grad, don't them. Don't get them killed. In a barn burner, Panthers 9, Bills 3. Ugh. What a horrible game. It's Cam Newton show. They did enough on the ground. Tyrod sucks. He does. I'm sorry. I've always felt that way about this guy, and it's now being exposed. They're collapsing in on the run with Buffalo, and they're making him pass, and he can't do it. So, Carolina won. All that matters. It's Tap Out. We'll be back right after this. Blackout Sports.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Welcome back. Blackout Sports. And we're having fun here today. National Football League. Again, maybe... Carolina, Buffalo. Carolina has a really, really good defense. And oh, by the way, what did I say about Jabril Peppers? You use him right. He's going to make things happen. Julius Peppers, I'm sorry. Got a little bit left. And you use him right, it'll make it happen. But you have to be judicious with this guy. He had two sacks. You can't have him out there. You can't even have him out there at this point in time in every single passing situation, which he hasn't done, which they haven't done. They had a big loss in Greg Olsen, broken right foot. Cam got sacked six times. You know. It's just they're not a good team. Buffalo's just not a good team. Fugly. And you know, that's okay. They're going to bottom out. They're going to get him a quarterback. And that's how they're playing it this year. They want to be competitive, and their defense is good. Their defense is real good. You know what will happen? It'll end up being similar to the Jets. They'll end up winning a game at the key time and end up screwing themselves out of a quarterback. Yeah, we'll find out. But that was not a pretty game. But Carolina is 2-0. He didn't get enough touches. You know, you don't have to appease people on this football team. Cam, get him the damn football. Cardinals 16-13 over the Colts in overtime. Colts, as I predicted, make the quarterback change, Jacoby Brissett. He wasn't anything great. 20-37, 216. No touchdowns and a pick. But he's a hell of a lot better than Scott Tolzien. And until when and if Andrew Luck comes back, he's the guy. And he needs to be. It gives him a better chance to win. He's mobile. Ran six times for 22 yards. Frank Gore, 14 for 46. This is a bottom feeder team. I hate to say it to you guys up in Indianapolis. Without Andrew Luck, they're a bottom feeder team. And with him, they're going to get him killed. Not good. You know, you don't wish injury on anybody, but it's almost one of those deals where you would almost hope that he had a up in the draft and get some depth on this team. I think Chris Ballard will be able to do it. But they're just they're just bad. I mean, they could be the worst. It's the Jets. They could be the second worst team in football. Let's put it that way. Unfortunately for the Cardinals, who won the football game, Carson looks like it's starting to get spotty for him. I mean, it's going to be tough anyway. DJ Humphreys, Iupati are down right now. David Johnson's out for the year. Cardinals get Dallas next, who got annihilated. They're not going to be happy campers. Colts get Cleveland. At home. And yeah, I'll tell you right now, I'm giving you that one right now. I'm picking Cleveland. Unless Luck comes back. But I don't think that's going to happen. At least not this week. Brissett will cause them some problems, but I think actually as far as overall. We shall see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. The Cardinals got to win. All that matters. Titans 37-16 against the Jags. Jags finally reverting to form. Bortles 20 of 34, 223 yards, and a touchdown. It's going to be an up and down year. Their defense will win them some games. I'm looking 5-11, 6-10, somewhere in that range for Jacksonville, and they'll draft a quarterback. They have to. Mason Rudolph will be under center for them next year. He had a touchdown, two interceptions. Leonard Fournette, 14 for 40. Chris Ivory, 6 for 17. And again, once you get into some level of the season, this is exactly what you get. The interior defensive line collapsed in on Jacksonville's and said, all right, run the football. Oh, you can't. Good luck. And with the big 17-point third quarter, with them running for 179 yards, they had just enough balance to get it done. Derrick Henry, DeMarco Murray. Henry was the guy yesterday. Mariota had a 32-yard touchdown pass. I'm not sold on him. Now, to be fair with Bortles, one of the interceptions was tipped at the line of scrimmage. And again, look who caught up to Frank Schwab in the ESPN article. Much of Bortles' yardage came in garbage time. Well, much of Bortles' yardage in his career has come in garbage time. You just weren't paying attention. There's no big mystery. And again, if you're Jacksonville and you're Doug Marrone and it's going to work against some teams and it's not going to work against other teams, this is going to be smash-mouth football. They're going to try to cover the quarterback as much as possible. They're going to win some games. They're going to lose more games. All the skill set, but somebody's going to try to fix them. And it'll probably end up costing them their job. But that's the MO. It's no big mystery. Just out of curiosity, I want to look at their schedule. They get the Ravens. They'll lose that game, even though they're at home. They'll beat the Jets. They'll lose to the Steelers. They get the Rams at home, so they'll probably beat them. They get the Colts. They get the Bengals. Chargers, Browns, Cardinals, Colts again. Luck probably will be back by then. Seahawks, Texans, Niners, and Titans. I'm figuring 6 wins. Six and 10. And it'll still be a step up from last year. Nobody's going to be happy with that down in Jacksonville, not the least of which Tom Coughlin. But they don't have a quarterback. And you can't win. Chiefs 27, Eagles 20. Maybe the best game of the day. Certainly one of the better played games of the day. They got a nice thing going down there with Kansas City. They've got really good balance. They're taking more shots down the field with Tariq Hill. Travis Kelce's first rate. Chris Conley's first rate. Kareem Hunt can run the damn ball. Carson was really good. They couldn't get any running game going with Philadelphia. And that was the issue, ultimately. He was their leading rusher on scrambles. Darren Sproles had 10 for 48. Other than that, it was nothing there. Kansas City, much more balanced. And a matchup of two pretty darn good football teams. Twice. Philly had a chance. You know, they got the onside kick with 14 seconds left. And they Hail Mary'd. Pass got knocked down. You know, it was 49-yarder to the end zone. He got it there. It was a very good football game. The Wentz pick cost him. It was deep. Yeah, Chiefs playing without Eric Berry. They didn't miss a beat, but they did a good job. Did a real good job. Yeah, good game. Real good game. Kansas City's for real, sports fans. Just tap out. Come back. It'll be more of Blackout Sports. Don't go anywhere.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, that guy sure cuts away the tinsel, don't he?
Oh, yeah!
Welcome back to Blackout Sports. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Start drinking somewhere. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Patriot 36-20 over the Saints in a game that was pretty much over at halftime. They were up 30-13. Brady redeemed 447 yards, three touchdowns. Gillespie's going to be the goal line guy, as I told you. And they are using him, and rightfully so. 18-69, had a touchdown. But Brady was more important because he looked pretty pedestrian in the first game. Not this game. 30-39, 447. Three touches, no picks. Sacked twice for 11. Drew Brees has still got it. He just doesn't have enough defensively yet to get it done. AP kept his mouth shut after the game, which he needs to do. He's not the featured back. And again, I how much does he have left? The guy's been Superman his entire career. He doesn't seem to have the burst anymore. But again, he hasn't had enough touches to really get it into gear. Good fit down there. And so far it hasn't been. I wouldn't be surprised if he moves before the end of the year to somebody that needs a running back where they can try to feature him. The contract is not prohibitive. And I think that as they're going to find out if it doesn't fit, they're probably going to dump them. Pittsburgh 26. Pittsburgh to kick it into gear offensively, and it hasn't happened yet. Le'Veon Bell was better this time as he tries to knock the rust off. Connor's the backup running back now. They're going to get him more touches. Roethlisberger was 25 of 35 for 243, two touchdowns, no picks. Martavis Bryant finally came to life a little bit and stretched the field, which is exactly what they need him to do. They had balance, which I was real impressed with. It Bryant had three, Antonio Brown had five, Eli Rogers mixed in there, Jesse James had four receptions. They got the Unfortunately for Minnesota, they were playing without Sam Bradford, who they did an MRI in the knee. There's no structural damage, but the guy has basically had all a cartridge taken out of both knees. And with no cartilage, you got a lot of bone on bone. And every once in a while, it flares up on him. This time, it really flared up on him. And it was a game-time decision, but they pulled the plug. Case Keenum went in. They sacked him a couple of times. He was 20 of 37. They didn't quit. They kept to the game plan. Dalvin Cook was 12 for 64. They tried to keep it balanced. Keenum is no Sam, and he's no Teddy Bridgewater either. Let it be said. I finally took my first loss of the week. And that was Chicago. That was my upset special. Oops. 29-7, Buccaneers getting off to Schneid. The only reason why I took this, it wasn't that I thought Chicago was a better team or more talent. I didn't know how the Buccaneers were going to react coming off the hurricane. Jameis is still not impressive. He was 18 of 30, 204. That's not great. He threw a touchdown. They're running the ball some. Jacquizz Rodgers, Peyton Barber. But they're not looking particularly impressive. Mike Lennon. Down a couple of picks. There's just not a lot of talent on the Chicago team. There just isn't. They can't run the football. Not everybody's healthy on their offensive line. Yeah, that's how it is. I took a shot. And, you know, I heard somebody talking about it this morning. I want to say Jeff Saturday. He said, look, he goes, Chicago doesn't care if Mike Lennon gets destroyed this year. They're going to keep their future in Mitchell Trubisky from having that happen to him. And next year he'll be starting and Glennon will be somewhere else. I feel for that guy because, like I said, I think he's an NFL starter. I really do. But he's going to get to the point in his career being cannon fodder and knowing that you're going to be replaced the following year is going to do damage to this kid's psyche to the point where he's probably going to end up being a career backup. And I think he can be a starter. I really do. But, you know, proof's in the pudding. Let's see. Win some games. Dolphins 19-17 over the Chargers. Now, here's the deal. San Diego's pretty good. Miami's pretty good. San Diego would have won the game had their kicker been able to make a damn kick back-to-back weeks. Younghoe Koo missed a 44-yarder. 44-yarder. You got to make them. Here's what's going to happen with San Diego. They're a good football team that's going to lose a lot of games. Okay? That's what's going to happen. They don't have crowd support. The crowd was 25,381. They didn't sell out in the little tiny ballpark. They didn't sell out. The capacity is 27,000 at the StubHub. They couldn't sell out. So what's going to happen is if that stuff goes on all year, they're not going to have any home field advantage. Nobody's going to come out to see them. They're 0-2. They're in a tough division. And they couldn't sell out their own stadium. Oh, boy. Doesn't bode well. And like I said, they're a pretty good team. They got a first-year head coach. That's an issue. And ultimately, that's all that matters. But I was like, seriously? I figured at home, looking to make an impression the first time around, they'd take care of business. But yeah, you got to get a guy who can kick a freaking field goal. Or, you know, what is it with the field goal kickers now? Nobody can make field goals anymore? Understand you're going to miss an extra point now and then because of the fact that they moved it all the way back, but you know they're missing gimmies or relative gimmies. You got to hit 44-yard field goals, and there's a whole bunch of guys that don't do that anymore. It's like all these old school kickers who are retiring. They got 45-year-old kickers out there now kicking because the young bucks can't make them. Raiders 45, Jets 20. David Carr, 233 touchdowns, no picks. Ran a football, 180 yards. The vaunted New York Jet defense didn't show yet again. Josh McCown was okay. 17 of 25, two touchdowns, no picks. And they actually ran the ball pretty solidly. Although, for whatever reason, Matt Forte is getting more touches than Bilal Powell. You know, Jets suck. I mean, there's no getting around it. But their defense was equally as putrid. And this is supposed to be a vaunted big-time defense. Well, not so much. No sacks. And granted, Oakland's offensive line is one of the best in the business. But, you know, again, you're supposed to be so good. Show it. The thing that I took out of this game, and I was talking to somebody about it yesterday when we were sharing a beer, was last year I was of the opinion that Todd Bowles lost the team with the Jets. I didn't think they played hard down the stretch. There was crap going on between the offense and the defense. And I felt at that point in time that they quit about two-thirds of the way through the season. And quite frankly, when that happens with a coach, and I don't care who the coach needs to go. I felt that way then. I felt that way now. However, to credit, this team thus far in the two losses are playing their ass off. There was no quit. The defense got worn down. And oh, by the way, this is, I told you I'd have this conversation, the No Fun League. Marshawn Lynch dancing on the sidelines. Some of the Jets were pissed. I've heard some of the commentators this morning. They were ticked off too. He was having fun. You know, he wasn't doing it on the field. There was no taunting. He was off on the sidelines dancing his ass off. His teammates were enjoying it. The Jets obviously weren't. I get it. But, you know, don't forget, Lynch basically walked out of football because he was burned out on it. He just needed a break. Pete Carroll, for all the, you know, players coach and all that kind of good stuff, there's a lot of guys that don't like playing for Pete Carroll. He is demanding. He's never afraid to point the finger at somebody, which he's done a number of times. But he was fried, and he wanted out of Seattle. So he ends up in the hometown Oakland team, moving to Vegas. Jack Del Rio had his back. He said, you know, had he not been coaching a game, he would have joined him dancing too. I thought it was a little disrespectful towards the Jets, but there's a way to shut him up, win, stop him. He wasn't impactful. He was 12 for 45, scored a touchdown. They were winning. Shut him up. Stop him. Boy, did I get this one wrong. Broncos 42, Cowboys 17. And as good as my 1 o'clock one was, boy, my 4 o'clock wasn't so great. 5 so far. And I got the Giants tonight. Dallas, and I told you this in previewing them. Dak's got to prove that he can throw the ball down the field. He's not in sync with Dez Bryant. You get pressure on him, which they did yesterday. He gets exposed a little bit. Dak was 2-2, two touchdowns, two interceptions. He will turn the ball over. There's a lot more film on Dak now. Denver ran the ball. Denver passed the ball. McCoy's offense, they love it in Denver. Pretty impressive. Skins won 27-20, not so bad. Seahawks. I'm going to pick that up right there on the other side. Get through them and the Falcons. Preview Monday night real quick before we head out the door. This is Blackout Sports. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Welcome back. Blackout Sports here. Bob Black wrapping it up. Seahawks, like I said, 12-9. Everybody got thrown under the bus. They're not playing well. They can't block anybody. He pointed the finger, he being Carroll, at Russell Wilson. They were lucky. Yet again, Niners could have won it. And the other thing is that Chris Carson is looking to take over a lot of the responsibility from Eddie Lacy. He was 20 for 93. Pete Carroll was talking about how they got something special there. And Eddie Lacy, he's not getting it done. The guy's going to eat himself out of the league. He's just one of those guys. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. He's not running with any authority. They've done everything they can to make it work for him. And he's not getting it done. The important thing for Seattle, however, they won the football game. And they're 1-1. Falcons beat the Packers 34-23. I kind of thought with all the be good that they were going to win it. They didn't. So I took a loss. Still a pretty good week, 10-6. I'm going with the Giants tonight, albeit reluctantly. I don't know what their offensive line is going to do. If they get any level of blocking, they should win the football game. Stafford is playing lights out right now. I think they'll be able to stop Amir Abdullah on the ground. And if it turns one-dimensional, I think it's advantage Giants. We'll find out. They're at home. It's the home opener. I'll tell you what, if they don't get off to some kind of offensive thing early, there'll be a lot of boo birds out there. We will see. That's it for the show today. And again, we're in the process of undergoing a few changes. Hope you ride along with us. It's been a lot of fun. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.